to Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM, the most listened to truth radio program in the world. My name is Renee, and the title of our show is What in the Cell is Going On? We are on every Monday at 2 p.m., and our show is accessible on the front page of our VACinfo.org website. We're real excited today. Today's guest is Dr. Jacqueline Legault Valcourt. She's a chiropractor. She's been in practice with her family in Hollywood, Florida for over 32 years. Dr. Legault is the author of a wonderful book titled God is My Healer, Four Generations of No Vaccinations. Thank you so much for joining us today, Jackie, and welcome.
Thank you.
So I was on the phone with you and you informed me that it's not just four generations anymore.
That's right. It's five.
Tell me.
So we have five generations that we've used no vaccinations from my mom's side and my dad's side. We've never had any vaccines. And we are probably the healthiest people that I know because we've not been infected through all their things that they put in through those vaccines. And so it maintained the body the way God made it to be.
Well, that's just so exciting because that's just so important. And so the message my husband and I teach is trusted in that body's self-healing doctor, like a broken arm or a cut in the finger. So tell us about your book, Jackie. Just give us a review. I know I remember the biggest thing was that none of you have ever had a cavity.
Yes, that's true, too. Well, we've respected the body that God made because, you know, he made one earth suit. And you have to live with it till you die. So if you respect it, it'll respect you back. But if you don't, then you cause a lot of damage to it, then, you know, you have more and more things that you have to deal with. So, you know, I was inspired by God one day when in prayer saying, hey, if I can do anything for you, he asked me to write this book. And I was like, what? I don't even like to read. he just said, talk about what we've done, you know, and how we've done it. And you know, we have a lot of home remedies. We have different things, you know, in there that how to respect that body, you know, because God thought of everything. He put a nervous system, a digestive system, a cardiovascular system. He didn't forget the immune system. So it's all there. And that's why, you know, we haven't interfered with it. And we just let it, you know, take care of ourselves. And it's done so well, you know. So, I mean, so far we've used chiropractic a lot in our lives because that's something I do. I'm a chiropractor too. And all my children are now becoming chiropractors. I have one in Sri Lanka that's at a natural cancer treatment center. And so they do all of the healings for cancer naturally. I have another one in South Carolina going through chiropractic school. And my youngest one is now starting his undergrad for chiropractic. So we have 30 chiropractors in our family.
Oh. That's absolutely amazing, and like we teach in our presentation, you know, that inside-out healing is what it's all about, whereas the medical doctors, and of course I've learned this the hard way through the death of my baby, they're taught that the body heals from the outside in. You know, take a pill for this, take a pill for that, whereas chiropractic, as well as just intracellular healing, is inside-out treating. You know, the body knows what to do, and I just love chiropractic, so please share everything you know.
Well, we do. We heal from above down, inside out, whether you want to go above outside the body or above inside the body, you know. But the brain down and inside out, we don't heal from outside in. So when you bring something from outside, the body has to recognize it, deal with it, break it down. You know, but when you heal from inside out, the body is already in tune with itself. You know, it's a self-healing machine. When God made this body, he like I said, he thought of everything. We have antibiotics, penicillin, whatever is all inside our body. And if it's not kicking out, it's because something's out of place. So us, like, we look a lot at the atlas because the atlas is like the core of the body. It has to be perfectly lined up with the base of the skull. If it's perfectly lined up, you'll get full capacity. And so the innate intelligence that is built in can know exactly what to do and when to do it. Because the body goes, talks to itself and says, hey, heart, how you doing down there? Hey, digestive system, you know. And if there's something wrong, then it hears its circuit. It sends out what it needs to do to fix it. But when things are out of alignment, it can't quite hear, and so it has a little bit more trouble. When you put a medicine in, it absolutely cuts the circulation back to the brain, so the brain doesn't hear anything. And so it mixes all the signals. And so even though you may not get the circuit of pain, but you're not going to get the circuit of healing either, because it doesn't know what to do to go heal it. So it's very important to keep that circuit clear so that the body can then heal itself, you know. So it's a really amazing thing, and it doesn't really matter what it is. You know, it could be anything from, you know, hemorrhoids to a heart attack to whatever. You've got to have that unison in that body and really let it do its own healing, you know. And so we just always used a lot of, you know, home remedies, which, like I put at the back of my book, from different things, from if you have, you know, teeth problems, you know, you can take a fig and cut it in half and put it in some milk, warm it up, don't boil it, then you take that fig, hold it right there on the gums, it'll pull out any kind of infection or anything into the fig, make sure you don't eat it, you throw that in the garbage, you know, you put two or three, it'll pull out the infection, and there's no need for antibiotics, you know, that way, you know, and so it's just done very well for us, and we've been able to really take care of our bodies the natural way. And so we've never even taken an aspirin or anything in our lives, you know, and we're doing really good. And when you talked about the cavities,
that's amazing. I mean, germs, yeah. Germs are supposed to cause disease, Jackie. Shouldn't all of you guys be not here anymore?
I know, we should be dead, right?
It's insane. It's insane how misled or misinformed everybody is, including myself. I mean, we're thought, you know, we're told without vaccines, I mean, we would be dead if the polio vaccine wasn't was responsible for eradicating polio. So it's just amazing the message that you're giving and your book, of course, and definitely we've sold lots of them and we want to continue promoting your book. But I want to focus a little more about your book. I haven't read it in a while, so if you could just share with us, you know, more what your intent was with it and just more detail, that would be awesome.
Well, my intent was really to show people that, you know, you don't have to do medical intervention for everything, you know. Like I've said, you know, we've done everything from teeth problems to urinary tract infections to, you know, whatever you can do naturally. I mean, I had four children. I gave birth at home, you know, in the bathtub, because, you know, giving birth is not a disease. They've made it into a disease, but it's not. You know, you can give birth naturally. We've been doing it for centuries, you know, since mankind has been started. And if you don't intervene with it, it's a wonderful thing. I mean, yes, there's some pain with it, but obviously God wanted us to go through something, I guess. You know, but I would give birth and then get back up. Like with my daughter, I gave birth at 5:25 p.m. By 6 p.m., I was sitting at the dinner table eating dinner, you know. And everybody looked at me, and I'm like, listen, I earned my dinner, you know, I'm hungry, you know, because it's natural. When you do it naturally, it's a lot easier to do, you know, and preparation is so much better. So, but.
Yeah, you know, I learned also through my experience, because I also had my last one, Faith, in my own bed. We're the only country that thinks, you know, labor is emergency medicine. I mean, in London, yeah. My girlfriend Corinne had birthed all of her children at home. So we're the only country that thinks you have to go to a hospital to have babies. And that's a whole nother misunderstanding or misinformation people have.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, but no, it's natural, you know. And plus, like here, they love to lay you on your back to give birth. Like that's the worst position you can ever be in to give birth. It closes your pelvis as closed as it can be, so you have a lot more complications, and so your C-section rate is going to go way high. We're made to give birth, you know, squatting mostly or in the water, you know, so that way it flows more naturally. Now, my grandson, when he was born, he was so tangled up in the cord, I'd never seen anything like it, you know. He came out with a full harness. His shoulders were strapped all the way back and everything, but she gave birth in the water, and so it was all pliable. You know, you went from water to water, And so it was so much easier to deal with, and there was no problems with it, you know. And he's doing very well. He's 2.5 now.
That's amazing. That's amazing. It's just, I wish the world could hear this, because like I said, people just think if you don't have vaccines, you can't survive, and it's just a big fat lie.
We're just
misinformed in many, many ways. And I even want to cover, too, how we even met Jackie. I mean, right after my daughter passed away, I remember coming to a presentation near you, or, you know, that you were holding. And you were just, you know, connecting all the dots for me. And I just so thank you. And just thank you, your family, for as long as you've been speaking truth like this.
Hey, no problem. You know, when we first met, I didn't know you had just lost your daughter. And we were at a vaccine awareness seminar that somebody was putting on, and they asked me to talk. And so when I found out your daughter had passed, I'm like, why am I up here talking? You can talk. And I brought you up there, not knowing it was fresh, you know. And I guess it was crazy, and you stood up and you actually talked about it, and you said for the first time, but that way you were able to get the truth out to the people, you know, because you lived it firsthand. And, you know, thank God I've never had to live that. It's not an easy thing to do. But sometimes we have to live certain things to be able to go out and teach. And you've done very well on that. So I appreciate that. But, yeah, it was, you know, it's about just awareness. You know, we're not telling people what to do. We're just telling people that there's other choices out there. You know, you hear people, we have a cold, oh, we have to run to the hospital. Like, it's a cold. You know, people have colds. We just have to rest. We have to, you know, eat some, you know, drink some soup and warm up and take care of ourselves, you know. That's all it is. It's not a lack of medication in the body that is going to, you know, get you well. It gets rid of symptoms, but it actually makes you sicker. Because if you take medication and stop the symptoms from expressing themselves, they then start boiling inside, and so you get another cold, then you wind up with bronchitis, you wind up with pneumonia, and you created that yourself from stopping the symptoms and not coming out. Because the body eliminates, you know, any toxins in the body, it has 5 ways to eliminate. You either urinate it out, or you defecate it out, you throw up, or you cough or sneeze it out, or you sweat it out. Those are the 5 ways of elimination. So depending on how toxic the body is from different things, it may do one thing, it may do, you know, a few. So if you get food poisoning, a lot of times it'll go out 2 ends, sometimes at the same time, but it wants to expel it as quickly as it can. My niece, several years ago, we're not sure if she got stung or bit or something by something venomous, we realized afterwards. But, you know, they called me and they said, hey, you know, something's wrong. Can you come over? And when I saw her, her face was like blowing up like a balloon. And we were like, what in the world is going on? You know, and I asked her, I said, you know, do we need to go to the hospital? And she looked at me like, what? Because I've never said those words before in my life. And, when I saw her face, I go, well, can you breathe? And she said, yes. I said, well, if you can breathe, then we can go through this. So let's see what's going on. I'm going to sit right by your side. Of course, I adjusted her, and that helped a lot right away. But we watched the poison travel through her body. It was really, really interesting. It went down one arm, and then next thing you know, it was down one leg, and then the another leg, and then the other arm, and then it came up the torso. But it stayed right at the neck. It didn't go up. But every time she stood up, she would pass out. So I'm like, why is she passing out? Well, when you stand up, your blood pressure goes up. But if your blood pressure goes up, that means it'll cross into the brain. Oh, the body doesn't want it to cross into the brain. Okay, so that's why. So when she had to go to the bathroom or something, I would carry her, you know. And then she went through all 5 phases of elimination. It was really incredible to watch. It was a bit scary, but it was incredible to watch. And her body actually took care of the whole thing. The venom went right through everywhere. You would see the hives everywhere. And then eventually it went away. The first day was the toughest. After that, the other 2 days, she just had a little bit of numbness on her hands. And then after that, it went away. And she's never had any sequels since. It's been about 7 years about, and she's never had any problems from it.
And I'm sure she has a better, stronger immune system because of all that, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. She is very strong. She's never had any other reactions since, you know. So, but yeah, you know, you have to trust that body. You know, and everybody has a different tolerance, but, you know, the power that made the body is the power that can heal the body. And, you know, it knows what to do and when to do it. Just like a fever, everybody runs to the doctor to stop a fever. But why would you do that? The body knows what's going on, so it knows what kind of fever to give for that ailment. Sometimes it's low grade, sometimes it's high grade, but it takes care of business. If you interfere, what they do is they stop the fever, right? And then they give an antibiotic to do what the fever would have done naturally, but the antibiotic goes and it kills everything, all the good and the bad cells. So then you don't have anything to protect it, where a fever only kills the bad cells, and that's it. So then it takes care of itself, and so there, then it starts the healing process, you know? Women have fevers all the time. I mean, we have a fever when we ovulate. We have a fever when we have our period. We have fevers, you know, for all kinds of different things during menopause. And it's just taking care of business. You know, if you go through menopause naturally with all the hot flashes, what it does is it kills all the bad cells, endometriosis, tumors, cancer, you know, boils, whatever. It all goes away naturally during menopause if you go through it naturally.
So that the people don't realize, masses, including myself, because again, I'm a victim, and we don't realize these are intelligences, you know, fever, vomiting, diarrhea. This is our body's way of purging and burning up what's going on. So we have to trust in that body's innate ability. And that's just something medical doctors do not do. I mean, they're not even taught creation in medical school. They're taught evolution. They're taught that, you know, we come from monkeys. So they don't think that body has that innate ability. So tell me what happened when your kids were growing up, Jackie, or even when you were growing up. How did you guys, how did you weather the storm? How did you survive?
Well, you know, there's a lot of great ways in America to be able to get, you know, vaccine exemptions. And so we just got an exemption. Well, to start back, way back when, my uncle that started us in the natural ways, my great uncle, he was a medical doctor, and he didn't quite like it. He didn't like all the outcomes of always giving medicine, so he went back to school, and he became a naturopath. And he says, okay, I like this, but I don't think it's enough for me. And then he discovered chiropractic, and he really, really loved that. And so he practiced all three, but he really practiced chiropractic mostly, because he felt like it respected the body more. And he then started thinking about vaccines and all of this, and he's like, no, I don't want my kids vaccinated. And they're like, oh, but it's the law. And this was in Canada. So he says, no, he says, this is too dangerous. You're inputting things into my kids' bodies that are absolutely foreign, and it's actually destroying them. So I don't believe in that. And so they tried to fight him, so in turn he sued the government. And he fought and fought for many, many years, you know, through the court system. He went all the way to the Supreme Court, and he won. And he stopped compulsory immunizations up in Canada in 1969. And after he did that, they were still taunting him with some of the stuff with the vaccines and his kids, and they were giving his children a hard time. And he said, if you don't stop, he says, I'll sue you for it. Now, it wasn't very popular back then, but they kept giving a hard time to his kids. So he then took the Canadian, you know, AMA, and he sued them, and he made them return all the money that it cost him to put his kids through private school, because he had to do that while he was fighting against the vaccines, and he got all that money back. So he had incredible facts. I mean, to be able to win in court against the medical profession is not an easy thing. Because he was a medical doctor, he was able to do that. But, you know, he said, he goes, it's way too dangerous to give vaccines. He says, if you look against what it's trying to protect against what it can cause way more problems than it helps. And so he said, there's no way. And then when he started looking at all the ingredients, because over the years it got worse and worse of what they put in there, you know, all the metals and all the preservatives and everything, you know, they've caused people to be allergic to peanuts, to be allergic to eggs, to be allergic to a lot of the different things from the items, you know, the ingredients that they put in the vaccines. And so, you know, he was like, we are not putting that in our bodies. And so
and this was 1969.
That's when he won, in 1969.
He did all this in the 60s.
Yeah, that's how long ago he went up again. That's when he won that year. But he was about, man, he was a long time in courts. They were kept threatening to put him in jail, and he went back and forth. It was really rough, you know. So,
that's
yeah.
amazing. And I don't know if you want to do this, but I'd love to, for you to share his name. Is it protective for to share his name?
Oh, no, yeah. But he's passed away now. But his name is French, but it's Paul-Émile Chèvrefis. It's in my book. But, yeah, he definitely was an amazing man. If you sat and talked to him, whew, the knowledge he had was amazing. So, yeah.
And
so
you think that would have at least, you know, raised some red flags as far as vaccines being somewhat of a problem. I mean, for autism to now be, what, 1 in 36 the CDC's admitting, and that's not even counting the other vaccine things like ADD and ADHD and cancer in little babies. I mean, it's just insane what the vaccines are doing to our children today.
Absolutely.
So for him to be able to do that back then and for it still to be such a crazy injury, you know, I mean, just it's just amazing to me.
Well, to think of all the information he had years ago, and that was on a few vaccines. Today, how many doses do they get from ages 0 to 5 years old? Like something like 78 doses of vaccine that they give, you know?
Okay.
I mean,
that's crazy.
It's ridiculous. So, and putting all of that in a body, you know, in a little child, to have to ward all that off is crazy. And you know why? You know, today when people go for vaccines, the doctors ask them to give their baby a Tylenol before they get a vaccine. And I was like, why would they do that? But I've realized that it was just to delay the reactions and to stop the fever so that nobody would know that it was linked together. You know?
Unbelievable. So, unbelievable. And stupid yeah. I, of course, gave my daughter Tylenol because the nurse... You know, before I left the doctor's office before her shot, you know, for the next visit, she made it clear right before you come, make sure you give her Tylenol. And, you know, we're just victims. We just hold them down and do what we have to do, whatever the pediatrician tells us.
Sure. But why would you have to do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's to stop the fever so that this way you don't, you know, have a reaction. Because there's a certain time frame that if you don't have a reaction, they can't associate it with the vaccine. So it delays that time so that it can't be associated, even though it is, you know. I'm treating this little girl right now. She just started this week, and she's 4 years old. She cannot walk. She was progressing normally, okay, and at just before her two-year-old birthday, they gave her a vaccine, and then she couldn't stand up anymore, and she hasn't stood up since she's four. So... But the parents are working really hard. We can see they're making her swim. She can use her legs. So there's connection there. We just not need to, like, just help her out and get her to get more circulation there so that that body can hear. You know, her atlas is really, really out of place. You know, it's subluxated. And so we're working on that. And, you know, with the Lord's help and the parents' help, we're going to get some miracles, you know. So...
Yeah, it's just amazing to me. Just amazing to me how, you know, like I said, we just worship these medical doctors as if they're God and they don't even believe in him. But yeah, no, we've got to put a stop to it, and hopefully these, you know, shows opening people's eyes to truth. Even if they're not on live, maybe they can go back and listen to it and just learn, you know, that we can survive without vaccinations. That's how you have 2 or 3 grandbabies now.
I have 2.5. I have two and one on the way.
And I'm assuming no vaccines. They
of
will
course
not be getting.
No. And so far, both of them were born at home, and the other one is planning on doing that too. So God is good. God is really, really good. Oh, I have four children, so they'll multiply enough. It's all coming. Another one's getting married in January, so they're planning on having
kids. Oh, unbelievable. You're the second generation, correct? Your parents were the first ones or your grandparents?
Well, not my grandparents. My great uncle was first, and then on my dad's side, and then my dad, and then so I'm third generation on my dad's side, second on my mom. And, you know, my parents, when how they got into chiropractic, my dad, his mom died having her 12th baby. Unfortunately, the doctor was drunk, and so it was a sad story, and she passed away, leaving 11 kids behind, and the oldest one was 18, with the youngest one in diapers. And he found out 2 months later that he was diabetic, but really bad. And they said, there's not much we can do, you know, you only have a few months to live, so you need to get your affairs in order. And he's like, what? I have 11 kids to take care of, you know. So he went to see my great uncle, that's the medical doctor and chiropractor, and he says, nah, he says, you'll be fine, let's look at you and stuff. And he looked at his spine and he said, look, there's a bone out of place right here that goes to the pancreas, and so it's not getting its innate intelligence, you know, circuits there. So he says, well, we'll adjust the atlas, we'll adjust that, and we'll clear him out. So they started clearing him out, and he lived till the age of 72, eating everything that he shouldn't have, you know, but he lived a great life. And after that, he said, this is crazy. Like, I don't need all this medicine stuff. And so he brought all his kids in because he says, you know, it's genetics with diabetes, and he had all the kids treated, and today they're all still here and doing very well. Like the youngest one, I think, is 68 or 69, and the oldest one is 87, and they're healthy, you know, which is beautiful. And then my mom's side, there was no chiropractor. It was my mom, my grandmother. She couldn't have kids. She kept trying and trying and trying for 8 years, sought all this medical, and they told her, they said, you know, you had an accident when you were 14 and you broke your pelvis and you'll never have children. And she cried and she cried. My grandfather didn't give up. He says, this is crazy. So he heard of a chiropractor that was a 3-hour ride, and he drove down there with her. And he says, can you help me? You know, and he goes, well, I don't know. He says, let me check. And he checked her spine, and there was a nerve pinch to the reproductive organs. And so he says, let's start working on it and let's see what we can do. And he adjusted her 3 times. She got pregnant. She had 5 kids in 6 years. He goes,
wow.
Can you undo this now, please? Because this is a little too much now.
Amazing. Yeah. So let me ask you this, Dr. Jackie. What is, or I don't know if you've even encountered this ever, but do you ever encounter a medical doctor or even someone that's just, you know, convinced that medical doctors are God, and you tell them that you have not vaccinated for so many generations, what kind of response do you get?
I've had quite a variety of different things, but most people that come to us, they know, like, society knows that we've never done any vaccines or medication because all our patients just tell them. So it's clear and out there. I mean, I have my book sitting on the front counter and stuff, so they already know. And, you know, some people go, oh, that's crazy. You know, you can infect everybody. And I'm like, listen, if you truly believe in your vaccines, what are you worried about? You see, if you believe your vaccines create an immunity and protect you from the world, then you have nothing to worry about us. You should be worried about us for our own lives. You know, and we're just fine. So that's okay. You know, when they start thinking about it, they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, look, you're saying a vaccine creates a natural immunity, which it doesn't, but you think it does. So therefore, you should be protected against everything. So if you're afraid of people that are not vaccinated, that means you don't believe in your vaccine. I mean,
that's,
I think
a great,
that's
point.
Pretty clear.
They shouldn't be worried. Exactly.
Exactly. If you believe in it. Now, if you don't, then hey, that's why you're worried about it, because your vaccines don't work. So if your vaccines don't work, why are you pushing it on me? you know. But, and then they just walk away. But most of them actually don't. They, most of them start being curious and going, what? Hold on here. And they start thinking and using their own brain and going, hey, you know, this makes so much sense, you know. And so, because it destroys, you know, unfortunately it destroys. And just like that little girl that didn't walk, you know, she can't walk right now. It was immediately after the vaccine, you know. So it was evident to the parents, and the parents believe in vaccines. They didn't even put two and two together. And they were like, yeah, it was right after. Like, okay. So what do you think? You're going to continue to do this? Well, I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? You want to finish her off? Like, if she reacted like this, you don't know what else it can do to her. You know, be aware. You better study up what's going on, you know. And so that's what she's doing right now, is looking into that. But I just, you know, I don't tell people not to do. I just tell them, you know, our story. I share. I give them, like I said, another side to just think, because, you know, we should be allowed to make our own decisions, not somebody else shoving it down our throat or into our bodies, you know, and we don't have a say on that.
Oh. That's right, and we just blindly hold them down, and we just, you know, give that position of trust to the medical doctors. Like even your patient, that's a 4-year-old. I mean, it's she's still listening to her pediatrician that I'm sure told her there's no connection, and that's we just give that blind trust to them, and it's just insane not realizing the body's innate ability. You know, and I did my own clinical study, Jackie. I'm sure you know this, and I've said it on the show before, but I'll just remind the audience, because this is so important. As a victim, you know, I did my own clinical study, because Casey was my first one, and she was my vaccinated one, because I did everything, even though I told her dad, you know, I would never be a negligent mother and not vaccinate my daughter, so I held her down doing everything I was supposed to do. Stopped her vaccines before her second birthday, but my son Corey was 20 months younger, and I had started, you know, searching for answers of why she wasn't developing normally. So, of course, I, through prayer and research, realized the vaccines injured her. So I did not vaccinate him. So he was 2 years old when she passed away from the animal viruses and vaccinations 2 years after I stopped her vaccinations. So for 2 years, I did my own clinical study, a fully man-made immune system compared to a fully God-made immune system. And he'd run a 10-15 minute fever to kill the same virus the year before. She spent a week in the hospital with dehydration trying to beat the same thing he just ran a little bit of a fever with, you know. And then even after her death, they brought my brother Shane. They said, you know, bring him, it's emergency, it's contagious what she had and all that great stuff. And I'm still ignorant at the time, or misinformed at the time. So I have my brother Shane bring him to the ER, and he asks, is he up to date on vaccines? And of course I just shook my head yes. And they took him back, and they took his blood and his urine, two nurses, I'll never forget it. They took his blood and his urine, they came back out, and they said, not only does he not have mono or bacterial meningitis, but they had never seen, these two nurses could physically see that the life of the flesh is in the blood.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's just insane. It's insane. And like you, you know, I wish I, like I said, came from 5 generations of no vaccines.
Well, you know, we all come from different backgrounds, right? I'm just blessed. I'm very blessed, you know. But see, and that's the other thing is what I tell people. I go, you know, do they go, oh, do I vaccinate? Don't I vaccinate? And I said, look, this is how it goes. You know, it's where you put your trust. You know, if you believe in God and you hold your baby down and something happens, can you forgive yourself? If you don't do the vaccines and something happens, can you forgive yourself? Which one could you forgive most, God or man? So to me, I put my trust in God, and I figure, you know, he made the body, he put us on this earth, and he can take us away. But I sure don't want to do it on purpose, you know, and then it'd be my fault. So I'm just like, that's just how, you know, I portray it. And that's up to you. It just depends on where you're at, what you want to do, how you feel, you know, what is right in your mind and in your family, you know, and you discuss it, and then you come with a decision, you know, that you can stand by and be happy about that decision. And just because you did it once doesn't mean you can't stop halfway and go, no, I'm not doing this again. You know, I don't like it. Something happened. You know, be understand that you can always make that decision and you can always walk away. And they don't ever tell you that. But we do have that right to walk away.
Oh. Yeah, and I think that's why the education is so important, and that's kind of where I've been focused since Casey passed in 1999, is providing information that I wish I would have known. I mean, most of us aren't as blessed as, you know, you have been with, you know, parents as chiropractors and everything. And, you know, most of us, we are propaganda and campaign our whole entire life that vaccines saved the world and that you wouldn't be alive without them. And, you know, of course, they leave out the fact that they're loaded with heavy metals. I mean, we might want to touch on that a little bit. You know, the mercury, the formaldehyde, the aluminum, the antifreeze. And as I mentioned, the blood of animals, this is something I didn't know, that they use live mediums to weaken the diseases, to make the vaccinations, you know, like the kidneys of monkeys, like the jugular of a horse, like, you know, aborted fetal tissue. So I call it witch's brew. It's literally witch's brew, and we're bypassing the body's innate ability, as you mentioned, a broken arm, cutting the finger, you know, fever, vomiting, diarrhea, the body knows what to do, with these poisons and expecting to create immunity. I mean, how off base can we possibly be?
Sure. And see, that's why, like, my son that's in Sri Lanka at the Natural Cancer Treatment Center called Vijnana Reef. And that's what they do over there, is they treating disease. I mean, they do cancer. They do all kinds of different things too, detox and stuff. But they do everything to work with the body. And so the results are phenomenal. And why are the results phenomenal? Because you're not messing with the body. You're working with the body, you know. So it's an incredible thing. They thought of everything there. They have everything from chiropractic acupuncture massage, they have salt therapy, and even they have this one, it's a magnesium flotation tank that they put you in there and float like if you were back in the womb of your mother. So it reconfigures the fibers naturally back to its original state. Like, how freaking cool is that?
That is amazing.
And that's why they're having such amazing, amazing results. Because his first patient they had, they gave her, and they told her that she had about 4 days to live, okay? And she went there May 12th of last year, and she stayed there for about 37 days. She left stable, and she's still alive today. How is that possible? But the medical profession had given up on her and told her that she wasn't going to make it, you know? So you just don't know. You've got to allow that
body. Fear. Yeah.
It's all about fear, you know. But, you know, we just got to rebuild, and we got to trust, and we got to respect, and you know, and then let God do his thing. Because, you know, sometimes it's our time. And so when it's our time, come and get me. If it's not, then help me, you know. So, and he does, you know. That's why the title of my book is God is My Healer, because he's the healer. It's not the doctors, the healers. It's him, you know. He has the choice. And I had a friend years ago. She gave birth in the hospital, and when she gave birth, they claimed the baby had passed, and so they said, "We're sorry, ma'am, to let you know, but your baby didn't make it." And she goes, "Give me my baby," and they're like, "What?" She goes, "I need my baby right now," and they're like, "Ma'am, we don't recommend it. This and that." She didn't want to hear anything. Something in her head just kept telling her, you need to take this baby and you need to rock your baby. She got up out of the bed. She got in the rocker. She took the baby from their hands, and she started rocking her baby. And all they kept doing is trying to take him back out of her hands. And her husband goes, "Can you give us some time?" And he pushed them out the door. And she kept going and going, and they're coming back. They're banging on the door, and you know, they're bringing security. Now they're going to bring the police. And she's like, "Oh, my God," you know, whatever. And she just stayed in her zone and kept rocking and rocking. Finally, they break through the door. It had been like 45 minutes, you know. And just as they broke through the door, the baby starts crying. Out of the blue. Just out of the blue, okay. He's like 30-some years old now, okay. And you're like, wait a second. It was not none of your technology, okay. It was surely not because of you. But all she had to do, because God just kept telling her, you got to rock your baby. And that's what she did. And he has no brain damage or anything. You're like, how did that happen? Like, it's a true miracle. But, you know, that was her miracle, and she listened to what, you know, she had to do. So, you know, he is amazing.
He is amazing. He is amazing. And what I would like you also to do with the audience is let them know how they can get your book. Everybody needs to read this book just to get confident that that body has the innate ability to heal on its own.
Sure. I mean, my book is called God is My Healer, Four Generations Without Vaccinations. And I'm the author, Jacqueline, J-A-C-Q-U-E-L-I-N-E, Legault, L-E-G-A-U-L-T. Valcourt, V-A-L-C-O-U-R-T, and you can get it on Amazon. You can also get it on iTunes, or you can simply, those are for the electronic ebooks, or you can call my office at 954-966-2211, and we can send you a written copy. The electronic copy is $4.99. The paperback is $15, and we'll send it to you. So if you call 954-966-2211, and we'll just take your order, and we'll be able to send it to you over the phone. So, and that's it.
That's wonderful. That is so wonderful. I'm just so excited and just so, yeah, I'm just so excited to even have united with you, you know, right after. I remember when you actually had called me up again. It was right after Casey had passed. It was like my first meeting, learning the truth about vaccines. And,
yep.
And you didn't know, like you said, and I remember my mom was with me because she was, I believe it was Casey's even the funeral week, because my mom was still down here from North Carolina, so she had to, it had to be the first week after she passed. And do you know, I remember just standing up and running out the door and crying with my mother, just saying, I can't do this, because I felt that I was being called to publicly share her story and educate people, but I just was not ready.
Yep. But you didn't tell me that night. You know, you talked, and then we all walked away. And then I met you at a seminar, and you came running up to me, and you gave me a hug, and I was like, who is this woman? You know, and you told me the story, and that I had made you stand up, and I didn't know that. I only found that out several years later, that you go, I hadn't even discussed it with my mom. I just couldn't even talk about it. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. And you go, no, that was good, because it got you to speak up, and that's when healing really started. You know, sometimes we just have to share, and it's rough, but you've done an amazing job at sharing, and you've taught me a lot of things. You know, we didn't get vaccinated, but I wasn't educated enough on why, and then you showed me the other why, you know, because my grandparents, like my grandfather on my mom's side, was so amazing. They were both school teachers. And after they were helped and had these babies, they didn't want to vaccinate. And back then, they would line up the kids without parent consent. So he used to teach his kids, if they line you up in a line and you see them starting to poke people, you got to get out of the line. Throw up, you have to go to the bathroom, pass out, I don't care what you have to do, get out of the line. And so they would, right? And so all of a sudden, they'd get the phone call, hey, your kids are not vaccinated, they can't be in school. All right, kids, let's go. And he had five kids, so they'd gather up the kids, and then they'd go home. Wait, you can't keep your kids out of school. Okay, kids, let's go. We're going to school. And he went back and forth like this, and they're like, oh, my God, what are you doing? He goes, we're not doing it. Do you get it? We're not going to do this. And so they go, fine. If ever there's an epidemic of something, you have to keep your kids at home. He says, thanks for the favor. No problem. You know, but when they would hear, hey, the kid down the street had chicken pox, he goes, hey, we're having a party down the street. Let's go play with the kid with the chicken pox, you know. And so he'd expose them that way so that we got a natural immunity. And that's what I did with my kids and, you know, my grandchildren. That's what we've done. And we've had all the childhood diseases. We've taken care of it already. Now we don't have to worry about it. We have the immunities to it. You know, the mumps, whatever, we've been exposed to it as a child. Because as a child, it's not a problem. But when you're an adult and you get exposed to it and you've not had anything, that's when you have problems. You know, mumps for a man, he gets exposed to it as an adult, he can go sterile. Or a woman has chicken pox when she's pregnant, you know, she can have a miscarriage or, you know, things like that. So why? Why are we going to delay it and just take care of it as their children? You know, and then it's taken care of for life. For a vaccine, it's only good for 10 years in your body if it does work. On their way.
And then, of course, they propagand and they use their promotional thing with, you know, chickenpox is a deadly disease. So
yeah,
we have
right.
to get our vaccine. So it's such lies that they propagate.
It's lies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because I've had chickenpox and I survived, you know. I had it over a weekend. I've never even missed one day of school for being sick ever, from kindergarten to my doctorate.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I never. I had the chickenpox over the weekend. I go, Mom, please make me miss one day. She goes, well, you have to stay in bed, you know, if you're sick. I said, I'm not staying in bed all day. Forget it. I'll go to school. And I went to school, you know, like, what the heck?
Amazing. The body's innate ability. That is our message 1,000%. And it's so important that people know that that body has that innate ability and just leave it alone. Don't tamper with the body. Let it do what it's designed to do. And I'm just so happy that, you know, for so long when nothing else, I mean, there was not, you know, now it's pretty common news. You know, a lot of people have injured children. So a lot of us have done our homework and researched and learned truth. But I mean, when you guys started, was like when everybody just thought vaccine saved the world.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I also have tried to refine. I have this research we used to talk about all the time called the Hunzas. It was a tribe that they wrote about in the National Geographic back in the early 1970s, and the American Medical Society had found them where their average age was 120. And they were so healthy. So they went in, and instead of saying, hey, let me observe what they're doing to get to 120, they go, hey, let's help you live longer. And so they started giving them vaccines. And do you know that their age went down to 80 as their average age in the 1980s? It went down all the way down to 80 or 78, something like that. And they started getting all kinds of diseases they never had. All their statistics changed to just like America. And you're like, what gave you the right to go in there and change all of that for them? Obviously, it doesn't work. And I tried to look up their stats. Do you know you can't even find it anymore? They took it away from the internet. Like you can't even Google it anymore because they don't want to show all of the statistics of how bad it got after they gave the vaccines.
Unbelievable. And I'm sure the audience knows, especially, you know, people listening to PRN FM, they're pretty open-minded and aware of what truth is, that, you know, I mean, it's crazy that we think that, you know, the vaccines are what saved the world. And it's just such a big fat lie. And the propaganda, they're all tied in together, all of them, the media, the newspapers, you know, the families that own the drug companies, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, they're just controlled by their, everything is controlled by them, that they just totally misinformed the world. I mean, to make us all victims, unfortunately. It's horrible.
Yep, that's the truth, you know. But we just have to be our own, use our own brain and use our own thinking and, you know, reason and do what we want to do, you know. I mean, we have that right. It's our body, and somebody else shouldn't have the right to force us to put something in there, you know, that we don't want. So just make sure you do what you want to do.
That's right. You arm yourself with education to make an informed choice. And that's the whole message we try to get out. Well, we just really appreciate you, Jackie. I mean, just know that your support, you've been working for so hard, you know, not only healing people with chiropractic and that inside out healing, but educating people that you have the opportunity to and making them somewhat aware of the vaccines and placing our cards. I know you also carry our business cards, correct?
All the time. I hand them out every day.
Yeah, those cards are huge. And anybody that's interested in, you know, we send out packages all over the world for no charge. They have the ingredients, of course, on the backside of them just to show people what they're injecting into themselves or their children. And then they have a website to go to get truth if they choose.
Exactly.
So they're great seed planters. And I tell people, you know, plant the seed and God will grow the seed.
Absolutely.
You know, even my The father of my, the dad of my children, he walked in from the chiropractic office and said it, but, you know, he didn't have that card. If he would have handed me my card that we pass out everywhere now, I would have been able to see. And that's why it's so important just to, you know, try to penetrate that brainwashed, you know, mentality of people that vaccines have saved the world, because just such misinformation. And, you know, I'm just so happy that your family's safe, and most chiropractors have the wisdom of what that, you know, what does to the immune system.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, we can just share. I mean, that's what we have to do, is just share our stories and what we've lived, and hopefully everybody else can learn from that and just keep educating yourself. You know, that's what I loved about, you know, your awareness is educate before you vaccinate. You are educating, you know, not telling people don't do here. Be informed, and then you can make a better decision, but they never give you that information. You know, when we went to get the immunization exemption, they gave us a paper back in the day. It was so thick of why you should vaccinate. But on the backside, which a lot of people never turned over, it was all the warnings and adverse reactions. And I was like, did y'all read this? Because if you read this, you'd never vaccinate anybody. This stuff is dangerous. And it was on their own papers.
And, of course, nobody turns the paper over. Everybody just blindly just.
Well, they don't usually. They only hand it to those that don't want to do it, you know, usually, I think.
Yeah, and they try to scare, too. I've actually taken a couple to get their exemption to the health department. And you're right. They actually come out in the lobby and kind of, you know, look at you to see if they can intimidate you.
Sure.
And then they make you watch this video that, you know, all these kids dying because they weren't, you know, didn't receive the polio shot.
Oh, God. Listen, I did a study in college about that. Do you know that 98% of the people that got polio had the vaccine? So I don't think that their vaccines worked.
Exactly.
It worked to give polio.
And they're shedding the live virus.
Yes, exactly. So
such misinformation. It's unbelievable. Yeah. Well, we're out of time now today, okay. Dr. Jackie, but we just want to thank you so much for all your wisdom and for all your years of hard work. Again, you're listening to our show, What in the Cell is Going On? Our shows can be accessed on our vacinfo.org website, right underneath the main page, Little Boy Flexing His Muscles. We're on every Monday at 2 p.m. Our contact number is 800-939-8227. And of course, like always, we thank Progressive Radio Network, the world's largest alternative commercial-free radio show in the world, for allowing us to share this very, very important information. Thank you, Dr. Jackie.
Thank you for having me, and God bless you all.